We've got an outstanding gentleman on the line to speak with us about his future plans. He's done a tremendous job at his job, growing student body and ratings of academic excellence. He is the president, the 25th president of the university, which he has overseen since 2011. Sponsored by the Society of Jesus, the Jesuits, and the Religious Sisters of Mercy, Detroit Mercy, of the Mercy College, Detroit Mercy College of Detroit, is the state's largest Catholic university, offering undergraduate, graduate, and professional programs, including architecture, dentistry, and law. And the gentleman who is stepping down is, in fact, Dr. Antoine Garibaldi, who I don't get to see enough or speak with enough, but I think probably one of the last times was when we had our Detroit Regional Dollars for Scholars program for Scholarship America luncheon that you've graced us with your presence over the years from one of your fine graduates, Bill Young. And it's just nice to say hi and have a chance to say goodbye at the same time. Dr. Garibaldi, welcome to the Paul W. Smith Show. I should say welcome back to the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.
Thanks so much, Paul W. It's a pleasure to be here.
You know, when you announced this, it seemed like so far away, and now here we are. You've done an unbelievable job there at this incredible university. I remember when you set a goal, what appeared to be an impossible goal of raising $100 million for the campaign for University of Detroit Mercy. They thought it was impossible to hit that goal. You exceeded it, Doctor.
Well, thanks so much, Paul. That's one of the exciting things about our wonderful alumni. They really came through, and they believed in their university. And after 145 years and the last 32 years being consolidated with the Mercy College of Detroit, University of Detroit, Detroit Mercy has really come on strong.
What's the future plan, Doctor? How do you follow this act up?
Well, the future future plans are really to stay involved and to stay busy. I'm returning in many ways to my roots where I began in higher education more than 40 years ago. And I really enjoy teaching and enjoy doing research. And most importantly, I enjoy being with students. And this city and also the university has really grown on me. And I'll continue to be on several boards in the city. I currently chair the Visit Detroit, Detroit Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau, and serve on some other boards like Invest Detroit and Chair Live Six Alliance, and also the Bear Grove Conservancy. I'm on that board. So I will have time to do other things, but I'm going to still stay engaged and be a part of this city and also the university.
You're a native of New Orleans, and, you know, that's not a bad place to be from and to come back home to. Are you planning on and having a home in New Orleans or not?
No. Well, I plan on making more visits to New Orleans. I still have lots of family there. Some of my family is still scattered around the country since Hurricane Katrina, believe it or not. That's 17 years ago. But I intend to make many more visits down in New Orleans. The weather here is great, especially during the summertime. And there are lots of reasons for me to go down there and visit, see family and friends over the years.
You were the sixth president of Gannon University just before coming to Detroit, with one campus in Erie, Pennsylvania, one in Florida. You served there for over a decade. Are you planning on spending any time around there?
Not really. This has really become my home. Carol and I have really gotten involved in our neighborhood and in our city, and this has really become our real home, I would always say. Because there's really so much here to do as well. I had many friends whom I went to school with and worked with in Washington, D.C., in particular, who are from Detroit. So I knew a lot about Detroit before I came. It's been remarkable in the way that people have really embraced us both and made us a part of the city. And, of course, the university and all of the neighborhood are both very, very important to us.
You know, I've given you every opportunity to weasel out on us and leave, but you're not leaving, are you?
I'm not leaving. And, you know, it's important when you still have a lot of energy, which I do, and want to do a lot more things and lots of research projects and still be involved in the rebirth of the city. When I came to the city in June of 2011, there were lots of changes going on. It just rebounded from the Great Recession, and I had the opportunity to observe downtown and its businesses come back in 2011. And you might remember the Detroit Future City Study was underway. Mm-hmm. And little did we know that in a matter of months after the release of that study in December of 2012, we would experience a municipal bankruptcy. But the city's come out of that as well, too. And we've been very, very fortunate at the university that we've been able to see a growth in our student body, a strengthened financial picture, and certainly the success of our capital campaign of $115 million really show that alumni are really attached to our university. And I believe a lot of it has to do with the fact that a good number of our students, one-third of our students, are first-generation college students, just like many of our graduates from many years ago. And they believe in that. And so that's one of the reasons why they put so much money into scholarships for students, and also making sure that the university is strong for the next 145 years.
Doctor, before we let you go, and besides the capital campaign, which is a hallmark and fabulous, what's the one other thing you'd like people to remember about your effect on this wonderful university, Dr. Garibaldi?
Well, I like for people to remember, and this will continue, the engagement that we've had in the city and in our neighborhood in particular. We're very, very pleased about the way that our neighbors have embraced us, and likewise with respect to Live Six Alliance and the McNichols and Livernois neighborhood. That is certainly something that will continue to grow as one of the strongest neighborhoods in the city.
You will be long remembered for that, and the growing student body that you oversaw, and the ratings of academic excellence. Congratulations to you on that. I'm glad you're sticking around, so that means you have an open invitation. Whenever you've got something going on that you want a lot of people to know about, please let us know. We'll get you back on the air.
Thanks so much, Paul Debbie. I'll make sure that you and Ann know that.
All right. Excellent. See, that's what makes him so smart. He can let me know, but he really needs to let Ann know. She's the door. She's the wall. You know what I mean? Thank you, Doctor. President of University of Detroit Mercy, Dr. Antoine Garibaldi, retiring after doing a spectacular job since he came into town in 2011, as we continue on WJR.